kača, bo ty syni. Plyne kača, bo ty syni. Мамко ж моя, не лай мені, мамко ж моя, не лай мені.
Ей, залаєш ми в злу годину, залаєш ми в злу годину.
Сам не знаю, де погину, сам не знаю, де погину.
Ей, погину я в чужім краю, погину я в чужім краю.
Хто ж ми буде брати яму, хто ж ми буде брати яму?
Ей, виберуть ми чужі люди, виберуть ми.
Жайте, мамко, буде, ці не жайте, мамко, буде.
Ей, якби ж мені, синку, не жаль, якби ж мені, синку, не жаль.
На моїм серцю лежав, ти ж на моїм серцю лежав.
Ей, плине кача, поти сині, плине кача.
Hey, Plena Kacha, that is a song by Picardiska Tercia, a traditional Ukrainian folk song that translates as the floating duck. And it is actually a requiem type of song. It's about mothers losing sons going to war. It's quite old for those who know Ukrainian music. But it has been transformed into a tribute to the fallen of the Maidan. And it was sung at the funeral of the Belarus young man, Michael Zhizhnevskoho. It was his favorite song, and it just grew from that to be a tribute to all the fallen. Very touching, because there is a verse in there, if you're not familiar with Ukrainian, there is a verse in there that talks about a young man dying in a foreign land, and so that is very fitting. Picardiska Tercia and Hey Plene Kacha. Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння, котра подається вам тепер щосуботи о 6-й годині на різномовній радіостанції CHMB AM 1320 у місті Ванкувері. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна, your host. Thank you so much for joining joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got a recipe by Sylvia on Ukrainian food flair that is very timely, seeing as we're coming up to the Christmas season and all the partying ahead of time. As well, we've got a recording of a media press conference that the Parliamentary Secretary, Minister James Bazan, gave yesterday, Friday, to members of the Ukrainian-Canadian media. And so we've got that coming up for you, some very interesting questions and answers in that call. And, of course, we have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we're going to have more of it in this program than we've had in programs in the last quite a while. And we started out with a sad song, and this has been a very sad month of commemorations for Ukraine. Very many sad things have happened in our history, and it is also a sad time for Ukraine right now. And that song, of course, I just somehow felt was fitting to start our program with. However, with all the sadness going on, I somehow don't think that Ukrainians in Ukraine or elsewhere would really think badly of us if we played happy music, because we're known, our music, so much of our music is happy music. Much of it, granted, is happy music just to cheer ourselves up because of all the sad times. So let's move forward with a lot of toe-tapping music this hour, just to snap ourselves out of the doldrums and hopefully send some happy, good energy to Ukraine, to the fighters there, that will ensure their success in defeating this enemy and building a strong, peaceful, and prosperous society, which is something that we all want for them. So coming up next, we've got Darek and Slavko. This is a duo, an American duo that's since unfortunately split up, but they left behind great music, many great recordings while they were producing music together. And this song is called "Na tramvajni zupinci" at the trolley stop.
Я хлопець несміливий, дівчат я сторонюсь, і навіть розмовляти з ними я боюсь. Такий характер в мене, нещастя немале, мовчу, бо всі говорять, але на трамвайні зупинці я зустрів дівчат чудове. Почалася розмова за словечком слова, і про все ми забули. Чого ж то все ми з нею стоїмо і чекаємо?
Не знала, що кохання, мов бур'я весняна, так раптом і неждано прийде одного дня. Пора вже розставатись, мов вже додому час, пробачте, як вас звати, а вас на трамвайній зупинці я зустрів дівча чудове. Почалася розмова за словечком слова, і про все ми забули, іде трамвай за трамваєм. Та чого ж то все ми з нею стоїмо і чекаєм?
В житті бува, співає безголосний, мовчить, не замовка.
Хотів я від любови тікати, поки час, даю вам чесне слово, аж тут якраз
на трамвайній зупинці я зустрів дівча чудове. Почалася розмова за словечком слова, і про все ми забули, іде трамвай за чого ж то все ми з нею стоїмо і чекаєм?
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Hollis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
Traditional Ukrainian folk song, Tizhmen the Pidmanula, You Seduced Me, and that is performed by Troye Zilya. That is a trio, which is an offshoot of a new band called the Cherry Band. That group has 7 members, and these 3 decided to splinter off. They're still with Cherry Band, but they're also doing this in addition, and it is a sort of an experimental or a musical experiment that they consider it. They are doing performances that are they're interactive on a physical level. So they're going, they're doing concerts in schools, they're doing concerts for adults as well, in places where the audience can participate. And I had the great good fortune to witness one of these concerts with Troye Zilia, Anastasia Wojciuk, and I connected on Facebook, and it just so happened that it worked out. They were doing a concert while I was there in a school, a special needs school, and this is blind children. I can't recall the name of the school, but if anyone is interested, just drop me an email. I'll look up my files, and I'll give you more information on this fabulous, this wonderful school. And unbeknownst to me, I thought this would be just a regular concert, but when all these kids started filing in, and obviously special needs children, and some of, I didn't realize they were all blind children, but that's what the school is for. And this interactive concert was absolutely brilliant. I sat pretty much in tears the whole time. It was just so remarkable. These children actually can really sing. They are known for their singing skills. And so they did some songs as well as the group did. The group had some great instrumentation, and the kids had great voices. And it was just something to behold. So I'm going to be sharing some information about the group. Had the fortune to interview them while I was in Ukraine, so we have Troye Zilia, an interview with them coming up in the near future, as well as more music. So again, that was Troye Zilia with Tejimina Pidmanula. And coming up next, closer to home, is Dunai from Toronto, Ontario, and a new release on their EP that they're releasing, Song by Song, and this is Zadunayim.
За Дунаєм, за Дунаєм, там музика грала, а я собі чорнявого хлопця сподобала. Заплету я в косу стрічку, брови підмалюю. Може того Миколічка якось причарую. Я ніяк не скочу.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Whipped navy beans form the base of a traditional ritual Ukrainian Christmas dish. However, this flavorful and nutritious dish is delicious any time of year, and you don't have to be Ukrainian to enjoy it. The recipe that I'm going to share with you calls for dried beans. If you're pinched for time, you can substitute canned beans, 1 14-ounce can per cup of dried beans. But for taste and nutritional value, dried beans are best, and of course, traditional. This is my family recipe for Ukrainian navy bean dip, and it will make about 3 cups. You'll need the following ingredients. 1 pound, which is about 2 cups of dried white navy beans, 1 large onion, finely chopped, 1/4 cup olive oil, 4 cloves garlic, salt, and freshly ground pepper to taste. Here's how you would do this the traditional way. Soak beans overnight in water. The next day, drain the beans, add fresh water to cover, and cook on low heat until tender, about 2.5 to 3 hours. My mom used to drop in a whole onion and boil it with the beans for extra flavor. For modern cooks who like to save time, it only takes about 30 minutes to cook the beans in a pressure cooker. You could also cook the beans overnight in a slow cooker. When the beans are cool, drain and mash. Sauté the chopped onion in oil until very tender. Be careful not to scorch them, as it will alter the flavor and also won't look so nice. Add the sautéed onions to the mashed beans, crush or mash garlic, and add to the bean mixture. Mix well. Season to taste. Reheat if serving hot or serve cold. Either way, it's absolutely delicious. It'll be in the cookbook, too. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Thank you.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was Dean Wasilowski with Kalena on violin there, and that was Oy Kume Kume. Up next, more from Manitoba. This is just outside of Winnipeg. This group, their home anyways, is just outside of Winnipeg. They're called the By Request Band from Beausejour. And here they are from their CD, Boys Gone Wild, and the Primetime Polka. Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Thank you.
and from a CD on the Airmail Music label. That CD is called Traditional Ukrainian Folk Songs. That was Lubostok from Lviv and Vasil. Up next is a recording of that press conference call yesterday with Parliamentary Secretary James Bizan, and he tells us all about the shipment of a non-lethal military aid that went to Ukraine just yesterday.
Now I'd like to warmly introduce P.S. Bizan, who is the Parliamentary Secretary to Canada's Defence Minister, Rob Nicholson. That's James Bizan, and he is the Member of Parliament for Selkirk Interlake in Manitoba. Mr. Bizan, please take it away.
Thanks, Alexis, and I want to thank everyone for calling in for tonight's call. And I'll just make some brief opening remarks before I take any questions. Now, I believe the last time that we all spoke was about a month ago when my colleague Ted Opitz and I had returned from participating in Canada's significant election observer mission to Ukraine to oversee the electoral process of the parliamentary elections. And as you all know, since the beginning of the Putin regime's hostility towards Ukraine, Canada, under Prime Minister Harper's leadership, has been at the forefront of the international community's response. In coordination with our key allies and partners, we have imposed sanctions on the Putin regime, and indeed Canada has been the leader by imposing the most sanctions. We have also participated, as I noted, the Electoral Observer missions. We have donated non-lethal military and medical equipment, and we are participating in NATO's assurance measures in Europe through Operation Reassurance, to demonstrate our continued commitment to our NATO allies. Now, Canada remains committed to NATO. We are committed to transatlantic security, and we are committed to helping Ukraine during this troubling time. And that's why our Minister of National Defense, Rob Nicholson, announced on Wednesday that the Government of Canada is taking additional measures to help Ukraine. Now, in a response to a direct request from Ukraine's Minister of Defense, we are donating a substantial amount of non-lethal military equipment and gear to the Ukrainian security forces. This includes 30,000 winter coats, 30,000 winter pants, 70,000 pair of Gore-Tex boots, and 4,500 pair of gloves. As you know, I am in Kiev, and I'm just pleased that we had made part of that donation today. Fortunate enough to be able to travel on Royal Canadian Air Force C-17 strategic airlifter that departed Trenton Air Base yesterday in the morning, and we were able to deliver a significant portion of our donation directly to Ukraine. The remainder of the non-lethal military equipment and gear will be sent by sea. These additional items will include a mobile field hospital, tactical communication systems, explosive ordnance disposal equipment, tactical medical kits, and night vision goggles. Let me acknowledge that Canada's support to the people of Ukraine since the beginning of this crisis would not have been possible without the expertise and resources of the Canadian Army. It is thanks to our men and women in uniform that much-needed support will reach our partners around the world quickly and efficiently, including during crises. This, again, demonstrates the efficacy of our forces and their ability to make meaningful contributions to international peace and security. Finally, I'd like to end by saying that our Conservative government will continue to work with the government of Ukraine and our allies on how best we can assist in this fight against the Putin regime for democracy and territorial sovereignty. As I've said before, I am very proud of the impressive leadership of and the actions taken by our Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, over the past year with respect to Ukraine, including Prime Minister Harper being here for the inauguration of President Petro Poroshenko, and hosting him in Canada. Moreover, Canadians across the country are proud of our Prime Minister for standing up to Vladimir Putin on the world stage, most recently at the G20 in Australia, where he told Putin to get out of Ukraine. Certainly, both Ukrainians and Canadians benefit by having strong, stable leader with sound judgment and the character and principles to defend democracy and oppose aggressive militarism on the world stage. Thank you, and now I'd be pleased to take your questions.
Ukraine in Vancouver, please go ahead.
Yes, this is Mirko Petru from Ukraine in Vancouver. Given the reputation for corruption of Ukraine's million-strong civil service, what measures has Canada taken to ensure that this clothing doesn't appear in retail stores a week later? second question is, given the fact that the certainly the early brunt of the fighting was taken by citizens' volunteer battalions as opposed to the official informal military forces of Ukraine, is there any assurance that these supplies will get to the volunteer battalions such as Right Sector Azov and Aydar and what have you, and won't be limited to parade uniforms for barracks battalions? Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, I can tell you that as we were unloading the C-17 plane today, there was an audit team that's been put in place with citizen volunteers of Ukrainian and Canadian members who have been assigned to work very closely with President Poroshenko to ensure that all of the kit that we have delivered will go to the people that need it the most, and those, of course, are the troops dealing with the Russian aggression. So we are going to ensure that this kit is getting delivered where it needs to be, and that it is being utilized to its full potential.
Thank you. We do have a question from Hugo Belinsky from New Pathway. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Bazan, what is your assessment as you're on the ground in Ukraine of the immediate threat from the Russian military? There is a lot of anxiety in Ukraine about an imminent attack. What do you think, will the attack happen this year or maybe in the next, in the spring next year? What's your assessment?
Well, from the get-go, Prime Minister Harper and Foreign Minister John Baird have been denouncing the buildup of troops and armaments from Russia in support of the Donetsk and Luhansk separatists. We will continue to denounce it along with our allies. That's why we're taking these types of measures, to ensure that the Army of Ukraine has the resources needed to properly defend themselves against any further Russian aggression. You've got to keep in mind that Canada is working in concert with our allies in providing a number of different levels of military support. And, I am personally extremely troubled with the buildup of not only troops in Donetsk and Luhansk that are coming across in these convoys from Russia, but also the buildup along the eastern border, the buildup that's been reported also over in Transnistria, and the amount of capabilities that have been amassed with the support of the Putin regime is something that I believe is extremely troubling. And President Putin, not only in Ukraine, but in other areas of the world, have been exercising their military strength at the G20, sailing some warships towards Australian waters. Today it's been reported that there is some Russian naval vessels on exercise in the English Channel. So I think that all countries in the world are very concerned about the saber-rattling coming from Moscow.
Have you had any feedback about this particular shipment and the requests for further items, further help from Canada, from the Ukrainian side, and is the Canadian government planning any further shipments? And what would they involve?
So this is a very significant shipment that we have sent over, and some of the kit that is going to be donated to Ukraine still needs to be purchased, such as the field hospital. So this one airplane load delivered about the equivalent of three containers. There is another 127 containers to come, and we're going to move those by sea. So there is going to be more than that. Like, first of all, we're outfitting over 30,000 soldiers in Ukraine to be able to deal with winter, something that has been desperately asked for by the government of Ukraine. As those soldiers who are on the front get that equipment, will also be providing more tactical medical kit. In addition to the field hospital, there's also going to be some night vision goggles, and also providing equipment to deal with explosive ordinances that need to be disposed. So, you know, we're continuing to do more. I know that there's other donations coming from other allies to support Ukraine as well. And I think when you look at it from a total delivery, it's extremely helpful. And at the announcement today, we did have the foreign minister of Ukraine, along with the deputy minister of defense from Ukraine, and they were extremely grateful for Canada's generosity, for the support that they're getting from our government, and of course the support they're getting from the people of Canada.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Uliana Glinchak, Ukrainian TV and radio program contact. Mr. Bijan, it is now understood that since the ceasefire, the terrorists have been receiving all kinds of lethal military weaponry from Russia. How will this non-lethal help from Canada help to balance off the lethal military equipment deliveries from Russia?
Well, as I said, there is you know, many countries providing lethal and non-lethal equipment to Ukraine and dealing with the aggression from the Putin government. We want to you know, be there in full support of the government of Ukraine and the military of Ukraine as they deal with the unfortunate buildup of Russian aid. Now, you know, we're still hopeful that through sanctions and through our support of the people of Ukraine that we'll see the Putin regime back away from doing any further incursions, and we continue to call upon them to withdraw from the area. However, you know, we will try to get President Putin back at the negotiating table to honor the Minsk agreement, to honor, you know, the other treaties that have been in play between Ukraine and Russia, going right back to the Budapest Memorandum. However, we'll work with all our allies to try to bring a diplomatic end to this crisis.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Angela Smook from Nash Holos. I'm just wondering, a couple of days ago, there was an announcement of some very sophisticated warplanes arriving in Crimea, and then very shortly after that, there was this request from Ukraine for some additional support for troops. Do you know if there's any relationship between the two things, whether they, because they came together very closely?
And I couldn't comment on you know, what exactly is happening, what specific measures being taken with warplanes in Crimea and what countermeasures are coming from the other side. I know that from a Canadian standpoint, we received a specific request from the government of Ukraine. I've now started filling that request. I know they have requests to other allies for different material. And from that standpoint, we'll try to do a collaborative fashion as possible, so it's a coordinated approach in dealing with this type of buildup of military kit that we're seeing from the Russians.
Merci. We do have a question coming from Paulette McQuarrie from Nationalist Ukrainian. Please go ahead.
You mentioned that you're planning to speak with Mr. Putin about honoring the Minsk agreement, correct?
Yes, so but essentially Minsk hasn't been in effect for some time.
Exactly. So do you realistically expect he's actually going to live up to that agreement? Do you have plans in case he doesn't?
So if you look at the diplomatic discussions that have been taking place between NATO allies and with the Russian Federation and the government of Ukraine, everything is being done to try to de-escalate the situation. But I think, you know, Prime Minister Harper put it best. Is, you know, when he saw Putin at the G20, he told him that he had to get out of Ukraine. And Putin's reaction, of course, was, I'm not in Ukraine. And so it's with that type of callous disregard for the facts that make negotiations difficult. But for whatever reason, we haven't seen a further push inland into Ukraine by Russian forces in support of the terrorists in Donetsk and Luhansk. But there is, of course, great concern that that potential will play out in the near future.
The last question is from Mirko Perpiu from Ukrainian Vancouver. Please go ahead.
Mr. Bazan, you mentioned about the shipment by Sieg of Mobile Hospital and other materials, including night vision goggles. Specifically regarding the night vision goggles, are these heat or infrared capable, or are these starlight scopes? Would you know that?
Those are still being bought, so all the detail as to what technicalities and capabilities those night vision goggles will have, I'm unaware of it at this point in time, but we did say that we would go out and procure through Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Canada that we would find night vision goggles for them and ship them to Ukraine. So that procurement is underway. And with that, well, here it's already 9:00 in the evening. So I wish you guys a good evening or a good afternoon, depending on where you are back in Canada. I look forward to seeing everyone back home as I make my way back this weekend.
Thanks very much, Pierre Bazan.
Parliamentary Secretary James Bazan, MP for Selkirk Interlake, who recently arrived in Ukraine accompanying a shipment of non-lethal military aid from Canada to Ukraine. And he was speaking on his cell phone, traveling in a car, which explains the quality of the recording and some of the unfortunate gaps in that recording. At any rate, we were happy to be on that recording and able to record it, and many thanks to the Prime Minister's office for allowing us that opportunity so that we could share it with listeners of Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. If you're organizing a Ukrainian cultural event, we'll be happy to announce it here free of charge. As well, please send in your suggestions, special requests, and dedications. Your comments are always welcome. Email producer at noshholos.com or fill out the form on the events page at the Nosh Holos website. You can also call us at 604-227-0942 or record and leave your own audio announcement at our website, noshholos.com. On Wednesdays, catch Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial and streaming online at chly.ca. If you would like to extend Christmas greetings on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver and or Nanaimo during the Christmas season and have not received your notice, please email producer at noshholos.com or call 604-227-0942. This Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium, 154 East 10th Avenue in Vancouver, from 5 till 8 p.m. For details, call Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Parish at 604-274-8030 or visit uocvancouver.com. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. And Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nosh Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.noshholos.com. And that was the Ukrainian Connection from Saskatchewan from their volume one of Ukrainian Dance Favorites. And that was the West Country Waltz. Lace up those dancing boots or keep them laced up. You're going to need them now. Here is the Playboy Band from Edmonton and the Ukrainian Wedding March. Скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто дурнець іме живе, той і дурнем буде. And our proverb of the week translates as whoever lives a foolish life becomes a fool. Or more accurately translated, whoever lives amongst fools becomes a fool. At any rate, either translation, that is very good advice to follow. So with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us home, we've got the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg with Izzy's Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!